In the studio today, I am welcoming back the adventurous progressive band Lush. Right now, four members are with us. They include Matthew Epperson, the bassist. We have guitarist Andrew Saliba. We have saxophonist Eddie Codrington and drummer Madison George. And gentlemen, they're all creative writers and together have created a band that has really jumped to a lot of people's attention the last few years. Anyway, thanks for being here, and thanks for bringing along your brand new album. Congratulations.
Thank you
so much.
So today you're on kind of a media tour to talk about the new release, and we'll be talking about opportunities for you to, for listeners to see Lush in concert and pick up their own copies. Lush is online on Facebook, particularly active there, as well as a Bandcamp page. You can listen to every single track, but just stick around and we'll listen to some of the selections right now. Now, I guess, actually, I was thinking Eddie might be a good place to start, even though you'll have to grab that microphone and drag it over. Eddie, you're the most recent Lush member I talked to right before a particularly interesting concert, a collaboration of visual and music called The Archangel Suite. And,
yeah.
And lo and behold, some of that music is also on this new release.
Yeah, the new release has the Archangel Suite featured on it, and we're really excited to bring a recorded version of it.
So when did the studio magic happen? I mean, you all have such busy lives, you have to carve out time to get in and get that sound engineer and work very hard to get, versions you're all happy with.
Yeah, so we tried to do it last summer while we were still, we're not in school, we're just hanging. But we weren't able to book studio time until the end of summer bleeding into September. But luckily, I think the last recording session we did was right before all the crazy school stuff happened. It was like the second weekend in September. So it was like August to September that we did all the recording last year.
You know, I think we may owe our listeners who didn't catch the first few times we've chatted the story of how Lush began. And it's a Western Michigan University story, yes?
Yeah. So me and Madison, we did our undergrad here, and I think our freshman or sophomore year, we started talking about some bands that we like. We like Chris Potter's band, Donny McCaslin, Kneebody, all these electronic, all these jazz bands that are making electronic music. And we, started texting each other saying, hey, we should probably think about doing that because we both really like this music, and we think there might be some other people who want to make this music. And so after that, I think we did like an area recital at Western Michigan University. And that was like our first thing we had ever done. And that was like 3 years ago. And then we've been playing together ever since.
Madison, you can chime in here as well.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because like it was just when Eddie and I were talking about it, it was just through some texts in the summer after our freshman year. We were just talking about different music that we liked. And we're like, man, we should get together and try some stuff out like this. And we didn't really have like the intention of like starting a band that would last now 3.5 years or so years. And I remember Eddie said, we did kind of like a student recital and we played an arrangement by Eddie. And then Eddie wrote another arrangement of a tune from the soundtrack of Legend of Zelda. And we had the opportunity to record that for a friend of ours, Alex Tobin, and that session just like clicked real well. Like all of us, we just had a blast on that session. There was different jokes going around. Like Eddie had the name Lush for us, and we at the time did not have the second H. but I remember Alex Tobin like came in and like added the dollar sign to the file name instead of an S. So that was just fun. And then so many things happened in that session. I can't really remember it all, but we just had such a blast. And I just remember all of us talking after that session. We're like, yo guys, like this is a band. And yeah, like just the more we played, the more it felt good to play with each other. And here we are now.
Here's Andrew.
I think it's worth noting that the band Lush with one H was on hiatus at that point.
Yeah.
They didn't get back together until we had been together for like 6 months. Mm-hmm. And they finally announced that they were going to be playing Coachella, but we got tagged in the event. Mm-hmm. So then we got like 5,000 views on that YouTube video of the Legend of Zelda song overnight. It was great.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, that's kind of serendipity. There's something fantastical about Lush, the way you all came together and clicked like that, and then developed a sound that really puts all of your talent on display at different times. Perhaps we could go ahead and listen to one of these tracks from the new full-length release. The CD is simply called Lush, and you can pick up a copy in person in a very special concert that's set for next Wednesday at the State Theater in Kalamazoo. You'll be opening the opening musical group for Boney James, who is in the jazz world as well, but plays a very different style of music. Excited to see how the two crowds combine, the Lushites. What do you call your fans?
Lushies.
The Lushies.
Lushies.
That, we came up with that now.
The other H's.
Lushies.
Yes, the other H's.
Boney Jamesians together under one roof. It's going to be exciting. That's one opportunity, but you have a whole tour mapped out throughout Michigan, so there will be other opportunities. Back in Kalamazoo in May at the Union, that's another. Mm-hmm. That'll be you for the entire night. Mm-hmm. I want to start with a tune. You know, forgive me, but it's not track one. I kind of gravitated to beat number two, which is track four. Who started this one?
I wrote this one.
This is Madison George's.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
Cool.
Number two, the name of that tune from the band Lush. They're a quintet of terrific players, all trained at Western Michigan University, and now opening for Boney James next Wednesday at the State Theater in downtown Kalamazoo. And that's where you can find your first chance to pick up the brand new CD simply titled Lush. Here in the studio, if you just tuned in, are all five members of Lush. And joining us now, Grayson Nye. Nice to have you here as well, Grayson.
Nice to be here.
We have Madison George on drums. You are the composer. Well, you wrote that tune.
Yeah.
Thank you for starting us off on a great note this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
We have Eddie Codrington, Andrew Saliba, and Matthew Epperson. So let's continue our discussion on Lush, the music, the tour. We haven't mentioned exactly the scope of that. Who has all those dates in their mind ready to rattle them off?
I have them pulled up for that very purpose.
Very good. Well, let's tell our listeners about chances to hear Lush in person.
So the first place you can hear us is, of course, next week at the State Theater, opening for Boney James. That's at 7:30.
On what date?
April 24th,
nice.
Wednesday. And then we're headed to Merriman's Playhouse in South Bend, Indiana. So all of our friends in Indiana, if we have any.
Mayor Pete might
Mayor
come
Pete,
down.
Yes.
Ooh.
come watch us. After that, we're going to Cafe Mustache in Chicago, Illinois on April 27th. That's at 9. And then May 3rd, we're going to be in Ann Arbor. That's where all my family is. So we're going to be playing at the Blind Pig.
Wow. That's a legendary spot.
Yeah. Actually, funny story. My dad, he's from Barbados, and he did a lot of reggae back in the day. But apparently, he played at the Blind Pig back in the 80s. So I did not know that until I told him I was going to be playing there.
Oh, wow. New story from dad.
Yeah.
Was he kicked out? Did they ban him?
I hope so. I mean, that's the only thing I could imagine they did. May 5th, we're headed to Windsor, Ontario, playing at the Fog Lounge. That's going to be our first out-of-country gig, I think.
International, baby.
Yeah. May 8th, we're headed over to Grand Rapids. We're going to the Speakeasy Lounge. That's at 7. And then we're finishing off the tour right here in Kalamazoo, playing at the Union on May 9th. That's a Thursday.
Lush has been together since about 2015. And right away, you were seeking opportunities to play live gigs. And you have done that. Gigs, big, small, probably unusual, strange times, strange requests, just a whole variety.
That about sums it up. You nailed it.
You often collaborate with other bands, like-minded kind of bands, and have whole evenings of improvised jazz of different flavors. I'd like to hear some of the lessons you've learned about how to gig out there. How did you, for example, book all this amazing tour from Chicago to Windsor?
I mean, a lot of it came from just having built up connections throughout our time as a band, but also just being our own individual musicians. And then, you know, some of the connections and contacts that we've had are ones that we've gotten from, you know, our mentors or our good friends who are superior musicians to us sometimes, and so it's just been a thing of networking for us, I think, and for us, like, we want to keep growing, so we want to keep reaching for newer and bigger things, so we kind of divided up the booking amongst, like, all five of us, and each of us were in charge of just getting different gigs, and so it was definitely a total team effort.
Anyone else have a story to add to that about booking I know you've played Cliff Bell's in Detroit. Sounds like a pretty exciting place to play. This is Eddie.
I think getting gigs, you kind of just have to send a lot of emails, talk to a lot of people. And then a lot of it is also meeting other bands at other gigs. Sometimes that can be a good avenue of where to play.
You asked kind of about things that we've learned from playing a lot of gigs. One thing that's really cool about this band, and is something that I think we all really enjoy, is that we're able to play in a lot of different environments. We've played in, you know, your typical kind of jazz club or listening room type venues, but then, you know, we're also doing, like, collaborative shows in clubs like, you know, Bell's Brewery here, and we've been at Founders before, and, like, things like that, which are very different venues for, like, a jazz ensemble, I guess, to play, and often there are shows with, like, a bill with multiple bands on it, which is also something that jazz groups don't necessarily traditionally tend to do, I guess. So it's been really fun, and I think we've learned to and still are learning how to, like, take our sound and like who we are as a band, and then be able to adapt to different settings. Like, we're not going to play the same way in, you know, a big loud club like we do in a listening room, you know. It's two very different things. How do you be yourself, and how do you remain, like, you keep your identity as a band while adapting to these two, like, vastly different environments?
Lush plays songs that develop, that often keep upping the ante or throw in a surprise. And they're I mean, I'm guessing the minimum length of a tune here would be 6 minutes at the...
I think so, yeah.
So...
one track that's about a minute long.
I need Andrew on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, where was I going with that? I know. In a live setting, have you watched a crowd start off going, or looking kind of puzzled or just staring? And then you win them over, you know, at the three-quarter point in the song and start feeling the energy coming back to you.
The first part happens a lot. I think we have Madison.
I think I witnessed that at Bell's myself.
The vice versa has also happened.
You're right.
Madison was saying something about the variety that we try to bring to our shows in terms of performing different at different venues. I think it's also worth noting that one show can still be an opportunity to take the audience to a couple different places that they might not usually expect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good skill for a band to develop, actually, because it's really easy to fall into this trap of, well, this is what we know works, so let's just keep doing it. Both in a writing sense and in a performance sense and in a mindset sort of way. So I think we're trying to push, and I think the audience picks up on that.
You're willing to wear the emperor's new clothes.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that we like to do is, or at least the most fun we've had or the most success we've had is when we try to surprise each other. Mm-hmm. There have been many times where, you know, something will happen at a show, maybe at a show or at a rehearsal, where one of us decides to do something a little differently, and then that's it. We're just like, oh man, like, yeah, do that. So a lot of it is us trying to keep ourselves interested, and then I think a lot of people can see that, even if they've seen us for the first time, they can tell that we're like stretching and doing different things than what we normally do.
Matthew, you're on bass, so sometimes, you know, you can from behind the bass see what's happening out there too.
Yeah, I think one thing that I notice a lot that gets a lot of people is a couple of our tunes will have like a metal breakdown, just like a pure rock and roll, just like,
yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't see that coming. We could save that towards the end. I get some wide eyes from the audience. And one of the other things I'm thinking about too, a few of our friends who have been listening to us for a long, long time have started to become familiar with our work. And so it's really, really fun to see like a couple people like singing along in the audience, or and those are the songs, because we've been playing for so long, we like to really twist and turn those and mess with them. So it's fun to like give our old audiences new iterations of the music we've been doing.
There's actually a good example of that on this album. There's a tune called Healthy Habits, which is written by the one and only Matthew Epperson. And that's actually on our first EP too. And if you listen to the two versions, it's very different. And I mean, yeah, that just comes out of, yeah, like Matt said, like we're just trying to continually like stretch and do new things with songs. Also, sometimes we just get bored. I think that's some of it too.
Well, it's all energy in some way or another. Mm-hmm. And those in the audience, you know, when you're hitting a new peak or hitting a new section that no one was expecting. So very, very fun. It's never boring to listen to you guys.
Thank you.
I have the band, the entire quintet of Lush here in the studio today on WMUK. And we're going to take a break and listen to Healthy Habits right now. It's from the brand new release, Lush. They're performing next Wednesday at the State Theater of Kalamazoo. You can go down and support the band, buy your own copy of the album, and stay for the headliner, Boney James, and maybe compare and contrast music from Lush to Boney James. Let's hear Healthy Habits, and we'll be back with Lush on WMUK. Thank you. expect the unexpected. That is Lush here on WMUK. A band that I'm happy to celebrate because they work together as students. Many of them, I guess you're all kind of advanced students at this point, and still formed a band and really pursued their dreams. Lush has a new album simply titled Lush, and it's going to be released at the State Theater next Wednesday. The concert starts, what time does the concert start actually on
7:30?
Wednesday? 7:30. So Lush is opening for Boney James, and you can find details on tickets online at the State Theater website. Lush is on Facebook as well and has a terrific Bandcamp page to check out other tunes. Andrew?
We also have a newly launched website.
Yes. That is?
Just about a month old. It's Lush Music, Lush with two H's, lushmusic.com.
All right. We just heard a song called Healthy Habits. It's from Matthew Epperson, who wrote it. And what does the title refer to?
Well, I wrote this song quite a while ago. And it was like a period of growth for me. I was just getting out of high school. And to simply put it, I was trying to form healthier habits. Like, one of my focuses at the time was like, trying to start flossing. It's like flossing every day, making my bed, just like
terribly
little
endearing
things like that.
Dude, I just read on my Facebook newsfeed the other day that a friend of mine has to have a root canal because he wasn't flossing.
See,
and it built up after that long.
You should have listened to this song.
Yeah. So I need to start flossing now, I guess.
I'm proud to say that I've been flossing every day for the last 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
I'm really, the power of music.
You walk the walk, talk the talk.
Yeah.
That's great. Matthew Epperson is the bassist of Lush, Andrew Saliba, the guitarist, Eddie Codrington on saxophone and flute, I suppose, once in a while. He's giving me that sort of maybe.
With Lush?
You should.
I think jazz piccolo should be a thing. We have Madison George, who's on drums, and Grace and I on keyboards. We're going to listen to a song from Andrew called A Kind of Breaking Through to Glory. Just wanted to mention again that Lush is performing next Wednesday, but also continuing on with a whole album release tour that will wrap up back in Kalamazoo with a gig at the Union. And the date?
May 9th.
May 9th.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And another great opportunity if you don't make it down to the Boney James concert on next Wednesday. Okay, Andrew, let's hear about A Kind of Breaking Through to Glory. Mm-hmm. Should maybe mention that Insight on Sought was a major project of yours from, was it just one or was it 2 years ago?
That was a year and a little under a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened. That was November of 2017.
You wrote a full hour's worth of music for the ensemble and then some. Yeah.
A little bit. It was about 50 minutes of music.
Yeah.
It was Lush plus a woodwind quartet and a singer, and we had some strings. Electronics happening. No strings.
No strings.
No. I mean, except for the bass. Matthew was on upright for the majority of that. Actually, for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's also available through the Lush website. So.
Yep. It's also on Bandcamp, and Alex Tobin, who Madison mentioned a little bit earlier, kind of produced that whole event, and you can buy the video for Insight Unsought on his website.
Good to know. Okay. Now let's hear about this A Kind of Breaking Through to Glory.
A Kind of Breaking Through to Glory, yeah. This is, I had fun writing it. It's a little bit different from what I usually do. There are some rhythmic, multiple gears happening at the same time sort of stuff going on. The name actually comes from Steinbeck, who talks about the art of writing being a kind of breaking through to glory. And I figured that carries over to music, right? Or the feeling, anyways. It's kind of liberating to sit down and go through the act of creation.
I really like you as an improviser, because you just surprise me a lot.
Boom.
Whoa! Congratulations, yeah. Is for you, is writing about trying to remember what you just improvised and write it down?
I think they both come from the same place. I think that writing is the more self-critical version of improvisation. It's like the long form improvising. So when you improvise, the idea is that it's maybe more of a reactive process or an expressive process. And writing is that with a little bit of diagnostic, like, trimming and... let's go with this. I think improvising is like letting a garden grow. And writing is like trimming hedges into fun shapes.
That's great. Here's a kind of breaking through to glory. We're with the members of Lush. Their concert and CD release event is at the State Theater next Wednesday when they open for Boney James. Details at the State Theater website or find Lush online, L-U-S-H-H, music.com. That's music of Lush. They're here in the studio with me today on WMUK, a quintet of musicians, all have studied or are studying at Western Michigan University, but already 3 years into an amazing formation of this band that now is releasing a full-length album next Wednesday at the State Theater. We just heard a song called, or I should call it a tune, songs are sung, a kind of breaking through to glory, a Steinbeck reference, the composer Andrew Saliba said. And at some point, the complexity and the skill required to play this music is a little overwhelming to my ear. And I just want to ask, you know, don't you guys know that you can learn a Johnny Cash song in about 5 minutes and make, you know, make the same amount of money?
This has been a...
Wait. Yeah, Andrew's no. leaving. I think Andrew just quit.
No, he's getting his guitar out.
Oh.
He's about to learn.
This has been a high point of contention for the band. A couple of mentors and fans of our music have... Like, hey, like, you know, like, if you guys did some pop tunes, probably go over really, really well. Oh. And we've kind of gone back and forth, like, oh, maybe we should try to do pop songs, make it our thing. And we've had a couple of gigs where we played pop tunes before. But I think the general result has been our most successful musical moments are when we just stick to what we do and what we love doing.
Who would have thought?
Although I love... playing pop music myself as an individual, I do want to say.
Each of you get the opportunity on your own to gig and do many kinds of music. Andrew.
On which note, I should mention that Lush did serve a brief stint as a wedding band.
Yeah.
I played one
wedding gig? There's another one coming up next month.
That's true. There is another one coming up next month. Do you want to talk about that, Andrew?
Yeah. plug your wedding.
Yeah. Andrew Saliba has more to say on Lush's second wedding.
That's right. Congratulations, Andrew, on your forthcoming nuptials.
The wedding band is going to be great.
Like the one around his finger, is what he said.
Yeah, oh I just God. Told a pun. That's yeah, your job. Yeah.
Well, I guess that cleared up that question. we're here close to the end of the hour, so we have to remind listeners of important salient facts, which again, the CD release event is at the State Theater next Wednesday, and then beyond that.
And I do want to note, starting Friday, you should be able to stream this album mm-hmm. on any Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music,
yeah,
and your favorite.
One services. Listen yeah. is obviously not enough. There's just so much going on and so much to go back for. And there's no way I'll ever break down how you wrote this last song, Andrew, and many of the other pieces just start in one place and end up somewhere completely different. Grayson, I'd like to chat with you just a little more because you've been quiet today. Maybe we can talk about the role of fate and luck in your life. I understand something really yeah, tragic yeah. kind of happened this morning.
Yeah. So I was on my way here and I left my apartment and I got about a minute away from my apartment and when I realized, oh, I don't have my phone. So I pulled over and I like looked in my car in case like it fell out of my pocket and I was like, oh man, I don't have it. Guess I got to go back home and look for it. Went back home, looked in my apartment, looked in my car, couldn't find it. And so I was worried because I had just taken out the trash and I was like, oh man, I really hope I didn't like accidentally throw it in the dumpster because that would be tragic. But then something even more tragic
it's so
happened.
Much worse.
Yeah. As I pulled into my parking spot, I looked on the ground and I was like, that kind of looks like my phone. So I get out of my car and I pick my phone up and it's face down. We've all had that moment when we pick up our face down phone after dropping it. And so I picked it up and it just completely shattered because I ran it over with my car as I was backing out. It still works though, so.
Oh wow!
There's always a silver lining. I don't know how long it's going to continue to work. Because
are you a superstitious person? Does this seem like a bad omen? Or
I would say so. I've also been sick for the past like week, so this is just sort of like a string of bad luck for me. So, I'm hoping.
So, buy our album or Grayson will probably die.
Yeah, yeah it's, you know, yeah. that seems likely.
Well,
yeah.
he does need a pick-me-up for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely does, yeah.
And he may be able to afford it to replace his phone.
Yeah. yeah, help me buy a new phone.
Help from progressive jazz lovers out there. And they, any final thoughts? Well, let's go all the way around. We'll start with Grayson first.
Oh.
You got it.
I guess I would just say come see our show, because even if you enjoy the album, it's going to be completely different when you see it live. That's sort of the beauty of Lush.
You plan on wearing your hoodie? And
yeah,
it looked like that.
I'll wear a hoodie. I'll wear a
mystical sorcerer.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
the
yeah,
keys.
Yeah. That's the goal is to, as long as you, yeah, if you don't know who I am when I'm playing, that's the goal. You should be able to tell who's playing piano.
It's very humble of you. It's cute.
this is Madison.
My final thoughts are, one, there's an interlude on this album called Go Home, we are dedicating that to Sam Pilnick.
Of Chicago?
Yes, he lives in Chicago now. And, yeah, I think that's all the final thoughts that I have.
Okay. Here's Eddie.
I guess my final thoughts are, shout out to my mom for making that
yes.
super sweet post about Lush the
yes.
other day.
I didn't even see it yet.
Follow, yeah, go friend Loretta Codrington on Facebook.com to see a really cute post about the new album.
Andrew?
There's great art and great music happening all around you, and it's worth checking out. Yeah. It doesn't have to be Lush, but whatever you enjoy, go be supportive of the artists.
My final thoughts is I want to thank you, Kara. It's a pleasure to be back on the show. The tea is always great, and I am a avid supporter of 102.1 WMUK. is the best NPR station, perhaps in Michigan or the nation.
Perhaps.
Whoa. Perhaps.
Wow. Well,
perhaps.
I really enjoy supporting Lush. So thank you all for coming, all five of you this morning. Music from a track called Gabriel will take us to the news from NPR.
Oh, that's, whoa. That's good.
That's on. You can find Lush online. The new website, lushmusic.com. They're on Facebook, and the State Theater has tickets available for next Wednesday's concert, Lush opening for Boney James. Thanks again, guys, and can't wait for the next time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.